Call 1025-1063 The Game. I'm Michelle Knezvik, Junie Riddle, Nick Kieser. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios this morning. Right now, we are joined with Teron Davenport. Teron, you weren't down in the Senior Bowl, but you've been kind of following some of the things along. I see some of the videos that you've been posting. But TD, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
Listen, we are doing great. It's a Friday. Who can't be having fun on a Friday? But TD, really quick before we get into the Tennessee Titans, I just want to get your thoughts on, you know, the retirement of Tom Brady. Were you surprised when you saw that on social media the other morning? And how do you think that that's going to impact just the quarterback movement in the offseason as a whole?
Yeah, I didn't think it would come so early in the offseason, but I wasn't surprised that he retired. I figured that that was the direction that he was going to go, to be honest. And you look at the options, he said that it was either go back to the Bucs or retire. But, you know, you had other teams that were being tied to him, obviously the Raiders, the Titans. And really with his retirement, that just kind of put a shift on the veteran quarterback, the primary one. And now Aaron Rodgers is the guy. So now all of a sudden the Raiders are in the mix for Aaron Rodgers, and you got the Jets who are supposedly going to make an offer. And you got Derek Carr and his crazy situation. So it's interesting how it all could pan out. And even Ryan Tannehill, we don't know what's going to happen with Tannehill. So, yeah, there could be a little shuffle going.
We got Teron Davenport on with us from ESPN. Teron, Junie and I were having a conversation before you joined us about, you know, where Ryan Tannehill ranks as a quarterback in the AFC compared to the NFC. We put him at, you know, middle of the pack AFC, but with some teams like Houston and the Colts, you know, getting a top draft pick this year and potentially getting their guy of the future, how that could be challenging for the Titans. Do you see them staying with Ryan Tannehill this year, or maybe trying to go get a younger guy like a Trey Lance, or even try to move up and draft a guy in this year's draft?
Yeah, you know, it makes the most sense to stay with Tannehill. I think, and I'll be frank with you, I think he and Trevor Lawrence, they're right there. I think they both, they have the same level of play. Now, obviously, Lawrence has made some really big plays down the stretch for Jacksonville, but he also has had some interceptions that make you scratch your head. So I think that balances out. I like both of their athleticism, so that's where I put Tannehill. I know I'm higher on him than most are, but as far as, you know, what they should do, that's, in my opinion, the best option. You mentioned Trey Young, and he's a very you know, Trey Lance.
Trey Lance.
Atlanta Hawks basketball.
You're thinking basketball.
Trey Lance is a very talented and skilled player, but I think with him being cleared in 4 to 5 weeks to go back to action, I think that's going to be the primary guy in San Francisco while Brock Purdy is recovering with that UCL surgery that he may have to have. And, you know, you look at that, it's going to be 6 months at the minimum. So I doubt San Francisco gets rid of either of those guys. And you got Jimmy Garoppolo in the mix too, but I don't think that he's better than Tannehill. I think Tannehill is the best option out of all of those.
We're talking with TD from ESPN. TD, I've been on record saying that I think the Titans should move off Ryan Tannehill in order to not be as good next year so that they can go out and get one of these studs in 2024. What is your opinion on that take? And do you think that that's actually a possibility for the Titans to move forward and go do?
Yeah, you know, that's tough for me to get down with, especially looking at it from Mike Vrabel's perspective. This team doesn't do well next year. There's a chance he doesn't have his job. So, yeah, I know. And then just looking at the competitor side of things, I mean, there's all kinds of guys who are going to be playing for contracts. You know, every year, the NFL is a year-to-year type of thing. I don't care if you sign a six-year, $118 million deal. It's still year-to-year. And I think when you look at that, you have guys receiver-wise who are playing, you know, they're – play could be impacted if they go from Tannehill to another player. And then also, when you look at that, who is the option? So for me, I wouldn't exactly go that route. If you want to keep an eye on next year, as far as the quarterbacks are concerned, the thing that I would do is move off of 11 acquire another first-round pick. This is a deep draft in multiple positions of need for the Titans. So you could acquire another first-round pick for next year and a second or something along those lines and, you know, make your a couple picks in the second round. You have that first-round pick, and now you could pair that with whatever your pick is in 2024 and go up and get a quarterback. So, I mean, if you're going to fast-forward it to after Tannehill, that's the way I would do it.
And you mentioned Mike Vrabel, TD, and I think that was a good point that, you know, if they were not to be successful this upcoming season, that he might be out of a job. With the John Robinson firing and the fact that now Vrabel is kind of the most tenured guy in that front office up there as the head coach, do you think that it is pivotal for him to start winning in 2023 in order for him to be off the hot seat going into next year?
Yeah, I think it's pivotal for him to win. It's pivotal for everybody in that building. But, I mean, you guys saw how Mike Vrabel was through that seven-game losing streak. I mean, it impacted him, mm-hmm. that, to say the least. So I think when you look at that, just on the strength of winning, forget about job security, just not losing, that I think is why it's so pivotal for him to, you know, have some type of success on the field.
We got Teron Davenport with us from ESPN. Teron, I personally am surprised at, you know, how long this offensive coordinator search has gone on for the Tennessee Titans team. We've seen a lot of openings around the league, but there hasn't been much noise coming out of this Tennessee Titans organization. We know they interviewed Tim Kelly. We know they reached out to Matt Nagy and Eric Bieniemy. Who do you personally think would be the best fit for this Tennessee team? Or maybe think who is the front runner right now?
Yeah, I think Tim Kelly would probably be considered the front runner because the familiarity standpoint. Justin Outen is a guy that they also requested to interview. This was back when he was technically still the Broncos offensive coordinator with Sean Payton coming in there. Who knows what happened, but that's something. And now with him not having an OC job, hey, he could be someone to come in and coach the offensive line.
Yeah.
So you have that, but and there are ties there dating back to Houston, and also he coached the offense or tight ends rather under LaFleur, Coach LaFleur in Green Bay. But as far as a favorite is concerned, I think it's probably Tim Kelly, who I think would fit the best. That's a tough one because you want to say Matt Nagy just mm-hmm. because you saw the success that he had, and that will allow Vrabel to be able to just kind of have Nagy oversee the offense and he just come in and sprinkle in his flavor from time to time, kind of like what he did with Arthur Smith. So I think that would be a good fit. But ideally, and this is one that Jarrett had brought up, and I like the scenario where you bring in Charles London to be the pass game coordinator and kind of like an assistant quarterback coach. And then you have Tim Kelly take over the offensive coordinator job.
Now, TD, one last question for you. Again, this past season was pretty disappointing for Titans fans, coming off being the number one seed, being 7-10, losing seven straight to end the season. What are the realistic expectations for this team, knowing that there's so much young quarterback talent in the AFC? What should be the realistic expectation for this roster if they were to keep this core together going into the 2023 season?
Yeah, I think 10-7, 11-6, something along those lines. You look at their schedule, how it's going to be. It's not a first-place schedule, right? So, you know, they're going to play other divisions, the second-place team in those divisions. And then you also look at just within the AFC South, it's going to be competitive, right? You got Houston, who will probably get better. The Colts, we'll see what happens, you know, depending upon the head coach situation. But Jacksonville also, and I don't think Jacksonville will sweep the Titans this year. So I could see them going 1-1 in the division. You know, that's three wins right there. And then you look at the rest of the schedule, there are some opportunities to get some wins. So I think 10-7, 11-6, that's where I would put a realistic expectation.
Okay, quickly, TD, are you a Pro Bowl watcher? You got Jeffrey Simmons, Derrick Henry's playing flag football, Ben Jones is over there. Do you like to watch the Pro Bowl games?
Nah, I don't really watch that too much. I watched the Shrine game last night instead of the competition. But Yeah, I'm not really I'm good.
I will say, though, I am interested to see dodgeball. I think that could be quite entertaining.
Yeah, well, Saquon Barkley got hit in the face yesterday, apparently. So
I'm sure we'll see some great videos on Twitter. TD, thanks for coming on with us today. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, TD.
For sure. You guys take it easy.
You all too. Right. That was Teron Davenport of ESPN. Does a great job covering. Also has been posting videos from the Senior Bowl on some candidates, some offensive linemen to keep an eye out for as we head into the NFL draft this year. Coming up next, Junie and I will put a bow on it. And I mentioned Adam Sandler tickets. Make sure you're listening. We have a trivia question coming up next on Chase Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.